The National Road Safety Commission this year recorded a consistent decrease in cases of road accidents as compared to last year. It has also identified three major accident-prone areas in the country, namely the Accra-Kumasi, Accra-Takrady, and Accra-Aflao highways. Speaking to Radio Ghana, a planning officer of the commission, Abraham Zato, indicated that his organization is setting up first aid posts at these accident-prone areas to be manned by personnel from the Red Cross Society. The main idea of this exercise is to provide immediate attention to emergency cases and later refer them to nearby hospitals. Mr. Zato spoke to Jonathan Thompson.
If you look at the data critically, January to September, the crashes that we recorded were 10,558. And if you look at the vehicles that were involved, we had 16,242. And the people who were killed as a result. And remember, I'm talking about January to September this year. We had 1,539 people who sustained injuries of various degrees. We had 9,741. Remember that these figures are provisional. If you look at the statistics, fine. There have been significant reduction in terms of percentages. This year, we had 1,307 crashes, just the month of October alone, against last year where we had 1,330. Obviously, there's a decrease. So you see that consistently, we're having reductions in the various categories that we're looking at. But again, we wish we had a situation where not even a single life is lost in any road traffic crash in this country. That is why elsewhere, you would find the National Road Safety Commission with our stakeholders developing several programs and activities to ensure that especially at peak seasons like this, we protect life and property anytime they have access into the road environment.
Now, Abraham, let's look at the endemic areas. Let's look at areas that are accident prone, especially this time of the year. Have you identified them?
You would clearly see that within the data that we have, there are some routes that consistently record increases in crashes and casualties. For instance, Accra-Kumasi Highway, all the way to Tamale, Chimayen, that stretch of the road, the Accra-Aflao, Accra-Takrady, those major routes have in the past recorded higher numbers of crashes and casualties if you compare that to the other routes in the country. What we are doing right now is we've identified 8 locations. 4 of the locations are on the Accra-Kumasi Highway because it's an accident-prone area. We have identified that 2 of them are on the Accra-Aflao Highway and the last 2 are on the Accra-Takrady Highway. The idea is we are putting up prefabricated structures fully equipped with the medical equipment, the tools, and then we are getting personnel who have the requisite skills and training ready and available to provide first aid this crash-prone highways in the country. Again, the plan is in the event that there's a crash, the first point of call will be the first aid post, and they will try to stabilize the victim and then now refer them to fully equipped hospital where full care will be extended to them.
You heard Abraham Zato, who is a planning officer at the National Road Safety Commission.